This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
My name is Guy, and I come from Martinique. It's a French country in the Caribbean. When you're a student, it's important to know grammar.
Guy, do you always arrive at places on time, or are you sometimes late?
No, I'm always early.
That's very good. That's better than me. Well, now I'm going to play you an audio clip, Guy. In this clip, Eleanor is talking about when she arrived late at a party. Listen carefully and then tell me what was happening when she arrived.
Did you arrive at the party on time?
No, I didn't. When I got there, dinner was being served. I was really embarrassed.
When she arrived at the party, the dinner was really served. So she was very disappointed.
Okay, well, let's go over to Catherine to find out the answer and to find out a bit more about this week's grammar.
Hello, Guy. You seem to have got the right idea. When Eleanor arrived at the restaurant, the waiters were already serving dinner. Now, Eleanor used a past continuous passive sentence.
Dinner was being served.
So, how do we make a passive continuous sentence? Let's look at the active form first. Here's Eleanor.
The waiters were serving dinner.
We start with a subject, the waiters. Then, a past continuous verb, were serving. Finally, the object is dinner. Listen again.
The waiters were serving dinner.
So, subject, verb, object. But it's possible to move the object to the beginning of the sentence, like this.
Dinner was being served.
This is a passive continuous sentence, and it works like this. The object goes first. Then, the verb to be, am, is, are, were, etc. Then, you need to say being. That's B-E-I-N-G, being. It makes the verb continuous. Finally, you need the past participle. In Eleanor's sentence, the verb is serve, so it's serve, served, served. Listen again.
Dinner was being served.
Okay, object, verb to be, being, past participle. This is a passive, continuous sentence. But where's the subject? Well, you can add it to the end of the sentence like this.
Dinner was being served by the waiters.
Okay, that's all from me, Guy. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
Okay, Guy, so are you ready for the grammar challenge?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm going to give you a sentence in the active form.
Yeah.
And I want you to change it into a sentence in the passive form, okay? For example, if I say to you, the school is building a new children's playground, you could change that into, a new children's playground is being built by the school. Should we try some others? My secretary is writing the report.
The report is being written by the secretary, my secretary.
Very good, excellent. The report is being written by my secretary. My neighbour is looking after my cats while I'm away.
My cats are looked after by my neighbour.
But what's the word that we use to make a passive continuous?
It's being.
Very good.
My cats are being looked after by my neighbor.
Very good. My cats are being looked after by my neighbor while I'm away.
Grammar challenge from bbclearningenglish.com.
Now, Guy, I have a carrot.
Yes, a small one.
A small one. It's only a small carrot. Unfortunately, the people listening to this program won't be able to see what is being done to the carrot. So you have to describe it for them.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
The carrot is being cleaned by William. The carrot is being cut by William now. The carrot is being eaten by William.
Excellent, guys. Very good. Would you like a piece of carrot?
No, thanks. I'm not a rabbit.
Are you saying I'm a rabbit?
No.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.